Welcome to the Blackbird Reading Series, created alongside the Blackbird Anthology from the Seamus Heaney Centre at Queen's University Belfast. This series was produced and edited by Susie Bloom and recorded by Georgios Veroutsos. Please enjoy.
AI paints cityscape at night by Owen Totten. Coaxing light out of raisin black skyscrapers, you drape a bed of mulch on our digital soil and upweight cyan, amber, and cinnabar, burning in windows back propagated through the night. You drape a bed of mulch on our digital soil and cast your alien net on a melee of dreams flaring between windows, backscattered through the night when we prompt you to spawn nodes for our desire. Casting your net on a flaring melee of dreams, the Empire State Building emerges from a quilt of azure when we prompt you to spawn nodes for our desire. Just visible, two lovers encased in lemon chiffon. The Empire State Building emerges from a quilt of azure. We look for the hint of mauve in Hopper's night windows from our lovers, just visible, encased in lemon chiffon. Her dress billows in the midsummer breeze. We look for the hint of mauve in Hopper's night windows, burning in a weighted fire of cyan, amber, and cinnabar. At the coalface between our whispers and machine, you coax light out of raisin black skyscrapers. Transatlantic by Owen Totten. You take me for walks through your hometown woods, and the catbird's call trills in the air, both alien and soothing. Here the light lingers on the solstice through the windows of houses guarded by birch trees and candles that burn within. At intervals, scepters of sound punctuate the calm as a SEPTA train blasts its horn, snakes out of the woods and rolls into town, its headlights like ochre candles in the dusk. Sometimes we go out for air, revel in the quirks of the houses, windows various, and the rooms weave a patchwork of light. Right now in morn, there's 2 hours less light to play with. Tinged as azure blue, a spectre of darkness floods the sky, meeting the windows in constant nebulous battle. The woods of Tullymore shield running deer forcing air through pine needles flickering like candles. Last week in Belfast, laden skies dulled candles that we lit for 8 days in a row, their lights dancing on my loft's slanted ceiling, the air filled with the hiss of cars. The headlight spectrum melded with our quiet light show. We would sit and watch our reflections in the windows. We barely made it here, in the brief window before flights were grounded, to place candles on a gold menorah. Like fireflies in the woods, their flames pulse. We speculate which lights will be the first to go, perhaps the central Shamish, or the 2 small ones whose wicks flared and took several tries to light. In the air above them, spindles of smoke. They are a window into holding firm. Their flickering centres shrink into embers before the other candles. They keep on burning slow as the lights around them go, one by one. In the woods of my mind, we take our candles to a place beyond windows. Their last light reminds me to relish the air in the woods.